Official statistics from ECOWAS show that in Africa, malaria kills more people than all the wars on the continent, combined with a child dying every 30 seconds from the scourge. The disease also accounts for about 40% of public health expenditure in endemic countries. The malaria program in Savelungu in the northern region is an area that Ghana wants to see the proposals come to fruition for the malaria control program. Vice President Baumia said malaria-related deaths are avoidable, adding that this facility will help Ghana and the rest of Africa to eradicate malaria. Ghana and Cuba have long-standing relations, which started in 1959. Vice President Baumia lauded Cuba's support for various sectors of the Ghanaian economy, including medical experts of the Cuban Medical Brigade Assistance Program working in very remote areas in Ghana. More than 3,000 Ghanaian students have also benefited from training in Cuba, with many of them contributing their quota to national development. The vice president, who is also the head of Ghana's economic management team, welcomed Cuba's business interest to add value to Ghana's cocoa.
I'm most grateful for this visit. The whole area of the malaria program in Savelugu in northern Ghana is also an area that Ghana wants to see the proposals come to fruition for the malaria control program. We know that the Cuban business community has expressed an interest in Ghana's cocoa beans, and we are very interested in that as well. We believe that if Ghana and Cuba cooperate together, we can add value to the cocoa sector.
Mrs. Mercedes Lopez Asia commended Ghana's leading role in ensuring peace and stability in West Africa. She was hopeful the two countries will expand and deepen their areas of cooperation for mutual benefit. Present at the meeting were the Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Mohamed Habibu Tijani, and Ghana's Ambassador to Cuba, Napoleon Abdullahi.
Mercy Darkon reporting.